Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Marissa Kleist of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Welcome back, everybody. So should we talk about rates here real quick?
Let's please do.
Well, what's the headline this afternoon in the mortgage markets are bonds sell as Fed speakers sow scary seeds. So what does that mean?
That's a pretty elaborate title.
it means we're sideways pretty much with rates. We're still kind of hanging in there. It's kind of one step forward and two steps back. They'll rally and go down for a few days, and then they'll come back up a little bit. But we're in a very narrow trading range with interest rates. The Fed sowing scary seeds is referring to the fact that the Federal Open Market Committee is the Fed organization that sets interest rate policy for the country, and they meet every 6 weeks. And when they meet, the minutes from those meetings are kept secret. They release those minutes 30 days after the meeting. So the meeting from last month in late June, is going to be released tomorrow. And so today, two of the Federal Reserve governors came out and are hinting that they think the economy is stronger than the evidence might suggest at this point. And they're threatening that maybe we'll see a rate increase in the near future, possibly two. Well, we kind of see this sort of buffering effect, you know, as before a major announcement's given, a couple Fed governors will come out and kind of make something, you know, make some speeches, and they do that to sort of set the market up for that. They try and avoid any big shocks to the to the market. So a lot of that's probably what's happening right now. And it's just sort of interesting that these two Fed speakers that were making speeches today are usually two that are considered kind of sort of less on the crazy end of the spectrum, and so they're coming out, you know, just trying to kind of hedge their bets a little bit. Bond markets are not taking it super well today. It's a little bit negative, putting a bit of upward pressure on interest rates. Today we saw six national mortgage lenders increase their interest rates just slightly. And so, again, a little bit of upward pressure on rates. But, you know, with that said, conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate loans nationally are averaging 3.4%. I mean, that's nothing
still
to sneeze at.
Still good.
And 15-year fixed rates are averaging around 2.75%. FHA loans are down even a little bit more, averaging around 3.2%. And jumbo 30-year fixed rates averaging around 3.5%. So, you know, not necessarily bad news out there. And so the rates are still very good. One of the things that all these low rates is affecting is appraisals.
Right.
And you mentioned the possibility of low appraisals coming in. But the other thing that's happening with all this loan volume, because loan officers are pretty busy right now, is that appraisals are taking longer
forever
to get completed. Yes. And there's sort of a systemic problem in place with appraisers right now. All the appraisers out there, there's just a fixed pool of them out there, and they're super, super busy. And we don't have a lot of new appraisers coming into the marketplace. The reason? You have to apprentice for 2 years.
Mm.
So for a new appraiser to come in, they have to apprentice under an old appraiser, you know, for a very long period of time. Well, number one, the appraisers don't have time to do that. And number two, why would they want to? Because in the future, that means extra competition.
Supply and demand.
Yep, that's right. So in the short term, we have a real crunch on appraisers, and it's affecting their turn times. For us to get purchases done, we can still get them done pretty quickly, but we may have to beg an appraiser. We may have to pay a rush fee, something like that, just to get those through as quickly as possible.
Yeah, a lot of our buyers and sellers, I mean, that's one of the big hurdles you have to get over in the process of the sale. And so they're always on edge. We're like, you have to keep reassuring them, like, they're just behind, I promise. They're working on it. Don't be worried. Nothing's happened yet.
Right. It's not.
They're coming.
It's not always no news is bad news, but
exactly.
it's just taking them an awful long time. So, so we always give appraisers a due date, and we hold them to their promises. Unfortunately, right now, some of them are just not physically able to keep those promises. So, but with that said, as long as we're all talking and we're communicating and we're working together, we just want to allow, you know, time for that. Then everything will go fine and everything will go smoothly.
Absolutely, yeah. Positive thinking. Yep. I like that.
Yep. Well, let's shift gears here a little bit, and I'd like to invite our guests, welcome our guests. We have Blake Pavlich here from Evolve Bank, and Blake's going to be talking about reverse mortgages. So many of our customers were always talking about standard, what we call forward mortgages, mm-hmm. you know, your traditional type of mortgage where you borrow the money and you make monthly payments. But a lot of our senior customers are they're in their home. They've been there for a long time. They don't want to leave that home, but yep. maybe it's becoming sort of financially difficult for them to stay in that home. A reverse is a solution, a way for them to stay in that home longer, and actually maintain a really good lifestyle. So welcome, Blake.
Thanks.
Well, and you and I go back a ways. So
it has been a while, hasn't it?
A long time.
I follow you around.
That's right. Well, tell us a little bit about Evolve and kind of what you've got going on.
Yeah, actually, I started with Evolve just recently. I've moved around a little bit because the market has moved around a lot in reverse mortgages,
yes.
and we might touch on that a little bit more. Evolve Bank is an East Coast bank, but we are licensed to do loans in all 50 states.
Okay.
I'm the representative here in Washington State for the reverse mortgages.
Got it.
I like that because I've been doing this a while and I know a lot of people.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So you're the face for Evolve for the Northwest here.
Yeah, thank goodness it's radio.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Marissa, what? No quips?
Oh, the two bald guys.
See,
in the
I got more
I
hair
gotta
than,
say something like that, right?
I know, I got
I
more
know.
Than Blake has. So
I save on haircuts.
That's right. Well, excellent. So you've been and how long have you been in the reverse mortgage business? It's been a long time.
11 years.
11 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been through a couple cycles now, and,
yes.
and you've seen an awful lot, and even back to the kind of the heyday when things are pretty go-go and crazy. And
exactly.
And before that, you were a forward mortgage loan officer before that, weren't you?
Briefly, but I was a financial planner for long duration.
That's right. That's right. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
So that was my background, and really reverse mortgage is more like a financial planning tool.
You sure.
know, more financial planners are looking at like that too, and realtors are looking at too as a way to leverage business and getting seniors into homes that they might not have been able to get into.
Got it. So explain to our listeners just kind of the basic concepts of a reverse mortgage and how they work.
Yeah, there's a few criteria to be eligible. The first is age. At least one person on title has to be 62 years of age or older. So think of retirement years. Second is having a home that has enough equity to borrow against it. And this is just a traditional reverse, not the purchase. Mm-hmm. And the third is now, about a year and a half ago, we do a financial assessment. What that means is we just look at people's background and we look at their willingness and capacity to keep on paying their property taxes and homeowners insurance, because that has been one of the problems with this is many people in the past have done a reverse mortgage, went through the proceeds and stopped paying their property taxes. Years later, the county knocks on their door,
okay, oh, no.
and you get foreclosed on.
Oh, not good.
No,
yeah, not
so
good.
We look at it now as a way to say, is this person going to have the ability and the willingness to pay it?
Okay.
Once we go through that, we clear it, we say, great. If they don't pass it, all we do is we just put an escrow account side, and that's different because forward side, you have that. This has just been new for us on the reverse side.
Oh, okay, so what you're saying is if there is a challenge there, a concern, maybe they're not going to be able to afford it, you can actually build in the payment of taxes and insurance into the reverse mortgage.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
So then really your owner's got what to worry about, utilities.
Exactly, and that's what mm-hmm. we're just looking at. We're looking at whether they're going to pay the bills, and then just, you know, they have the wherewithal to their month to month.
Okay, got it.
You know.
And so explain, because so some of our listeners may not be aware how these programs yeah. actually work. So being reverse, well, tell us, I mean, in your words, because you're not making monthly payments, period.
Exactly. So nice thing about a reverse, it's very flexible. It allows people to take a portion of their equity, at least 50% of their equity out of their home, and they're not required to make monthly payments back. The loan is going to get paid back, though, and any interest that is accrued when it's no longer their primary residence, and this means either when they sell the home mm-hmm. or when they pass away. So if they sell the home, they pay off the reverse mortgage and any interest, and they keep the remaining proceeds. If the last person, and this is key, last person on title passes away, then the beneficiaries have up to a year to decide what they want to do with the home. Either sell it to pay off the reverse, and then they get the remaining proceeds.
Okay.
They can refinance it, look at refinancing in their name if they qualify, or they can take other assets.
Got it.
So that's why you don't have to make monthly payments, but you can if you want to.
Got it. And so, right. So, and that's, I think, maybe a common misconception with these mm-hmm. programs is that nobody is forcing anybody to do anything on these types of loans.
Exactly.
If you make no payments, the balance is going to go up. The interest yes. will accrue. And, you know, and as the balance goes up, then that's basically using additional equity from the property. Mm-hmm. But at the point of that loan being paid off, it's not like the bank takes the home back, anything like that. It's just like paying off a mortgage, just as if you or I were selling our home and we owe money on it. You know, that mortgage is going to get paid off as part of the sale of the transaction.
Exactly. Same concept. All it is nice thing is when you were talking about, you know, how the home prices in the area have been about 14%. Well, if interest right now is about 4.5% for reverse mm-hmm. on average.
Okay.
And you have, so what they owe on their home is going up, but values of their home are going up during the same time too. And that's one of the nice things, because since this is a FHA approved program, mm-hmm. if they owe more than the home is worth, the government makes up the difference.
Got it. That's
part of the reason why the government looks at this, FHA looks at this and says, well, we want to make sure there's enough proceeds because we don't want to be on the hook for that.
No, absolutely.
So that's one thing that's attractive about that. You look at the amortization schedule and you look at the home prices are going up along with their loan balance too.
Sure. But I like your analogy, though. If we have values going up 14% and you've got an interest rate that's in the 4% range, you know, you've got a pretty good buffer there. You know, you're staying ahead of it, at least right now. We had some times where that wasn't happening, though.
And I let them know that.
Yeah.
I pointed out to them historically.
Sure. And the interest rate on these reverse mortgages, it is a variable rate, correct?
There's a fixed product, and then there is a variable product that can adjust annually or monthly, depending on the program that they choose and the way that they want to use the proceeds.
Okay. So is the interest rate based on qualifying for a person, or is there just set rates?
Just a set rate.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
That makes it a very, very simple program. I got lots of questions for you, Blake.
Good.
And when we come back, we're going to have more on reverse mortgage. And call us if you have questions. 866-712-1300. Open house at Team Reba.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.